And Pete Ryan joins us from afl.com.au, of course, with all the round nine injuries for Epworth Hospital. Epworth is better. G'day, Pete.
Morning, Kev.
Pete, what's caught your attention? Let's start with Carlton for starters.
Yeah, well, Friday night we saw Chris Yaron go off the ground with what was a sprained ankle, and they hurt those ankles. But he'll have a test this week. Should be fine for next week's game. And the other worry was Troy Menzel, who got a knock to the knee. But luckily the scans are all clear. So he'll have a test. He's unlikely for this week's game, but they're hopeful. The good news for the Carlton supporters, and they need some good news. They haven't had much, have they? Mark Murphy and Chris Judd should be fine. So Chris Judd coming back from that knee soreness and probably needed a week's rest given the workload he's been carrying. So they should be fine for next week's game. The unfortunate thing is that Bryce Gibbs hasn't come up or doesn't look likely to come up from the back, so he'll probably miss the game against Adelaide.
Okay, so they'll get back Murphy and Judd. Maybe Menzel, maybe. Yaron, you think will be okay? Yaron.
And maybe even Jamison, who's
Jamison,
been out for a while now.
He's important.
So he'll be a test, and he's a critical one. They just need him so desperately. Players look better when they're injured, but he's vital.
Yes, they play the Adelaide Crows, and that's at the MCG on Saturday. So maybe some good news coming out of what looked like pretty gloomy night in terms of injured players as well. What about Brisbane? Tommy Rockliffe's had a terrible start to the season with injuries. He's been knocked out. He's had broken ribs. And he went down again on the weekend. Stayed on the ground, but took a knock early in the game.
Yeah, he's brave, isn't he? I mean, he has had hit from pillar to post this year. Actually broke all three ribs, re-broke them, the same ones that he'd done in round one against Collingwood when Travis Farco, he backed into that marking contest. Apparently he did it about 10 minutes into the game on the weekend, but because they'd lost Ryan Harwood through concussion, he had to keep going, and Jed Adcock obviously had that calf problem. So Rockliffe played out the game, which was pretty brave of him. But
a bit silly, isn't it? Bit silly. I mean, if you've got broken ribs, surely they can puncture lungs and things of that nature. I'm surprised if the medical department knew he had broken ribs that they allowed him to continue to play.
Yeah, it's a good point. It'd be interesting to question them and find out exactly what they did know, because you're right. I mean, you can't. It's not sensible.
Well, it's dangerous. I did read where they said he injured himself early in the game, but are you saying he's got three broken ribs?
He tweeted that out last night, that he looks like he's broken his ribs from the same patch that he did in round one. So they're going to test him, scan him again this afternoon. We won't know any news. I've been in touch with the club, but that's what he suspects, and that's what the club suspects. So,
well, I think some explanation is needed there if that is the case.
No doubt.
Because
no doubt about that,
I would think that would be quite dangerous. So we've heard about players before having lungs punctured and all that sort of stuff, and that's very dangerous. Harwood went down with concussion, so is he likely to miss a week or two?
Well, as we know with the concussion, Kev, we sort of say it every week, but we personally like to see him miss a week, but every concussion's different, so they can come up fairly quickly and be right for next week. But they'll obviously monitor him during the week and see whether he's ready to go.
The Bulldogs had a huge win over the Giants, but Bontempelli has an injury?
Yeah, Bontempelli. Now, Luke Beveridge spoke after the game and said that it was the adductor that he injured, and he was taken from the ground and subbed out of the game. But Luke Beveridge after the game suspected to be a one-week injury. The Bulldogs this morning are saying that he's pulled up pretty well. He'll be a test definitely for the game against Port Adelaide, but they're still hopefully might play. Now, whether they're playing Ducks or Drakes, who knows? But certainly they're more confident on Monday than they were on Saturday night of him playing this week, which is good news.
No, it's great news because he's a fantastic young player. What about the Bombers? Unfortunately, Dustin Fletcher had to leave the ground in his 400th game.
Mm.
What's the injury, and is it likely to keep him out for next week, or is he? What are they saying at the Bombers?
Well, they're saying that it's a groin injury, and I'd say that it will keep him out definitely next week against Geelong for that game. He wouldn't have got subbed off unless he was injured, particularly in his 400th game. And I think James Hurd even conceded that they weren't planning to take him off and were hoping to keep him on, but the injury is just too much for him to keep going. That's a groin injury, adductor, similar thing to Bontempelli. So there's a chance, but I'd say he'll miss the Geelong game. The other one that was interesting from that game was Job Watson, who seems to have been struggling for form, and Hurd was asked the question, and he gave a little bit of reason behind that form, which is fair enough, that Job's been struggling a little bit with an injury. It's a bit of knee bruising or jarring to the knee. Again, they'll wait and see with Watson. They don't want to take any risks, but here's a chance to play this week against Geelong. I don't think it's too serious. I think it's something that he's been carrying with, and sometimes carrying the injury, and sometimes, you know better than I do, KB, they can flare up particular times and you just struggle with them, and I think that might have happened on Saturday night.
He did look to be struggling on Saturday night. He still took a great courageous mark, went back and kicked a goal, but he just didn't quite have that zip that we've known over recent years, and being their playmaker in general and the leader out there, he just wasn't at his best. So, gives us some indication it's a knee.
Yeah, I think you're dead right. But an interesting point some of my colleague made this morning. I mean, he just seems to have flattened since that facing the Asada thing. I know we don't want to drag it up, but it must play on someone such as Job, who's been so brave in dealing with all those issues. And there's probably some nights when, it's tough.
What about the match review panel? Players in hot water, always pushed by Cromagin, Melbourne's number one solar hot water supplier to the building trade. Who's in the gun?
Well, pretty quiet week this week, KB, which has been rare this season. Trent Cotchin will be looked at, I'd say. For...
what?
I haven't seen much of the vision, but Carlisle went down like a sack of spuds. There's no way he'll get anything, but it'll be looked at. But it just shows how little happened on the weekend. There's also Jared Wade arriving late at a contest against Collingwood, which will be looked at, but I don't think there was much in that either. But they're the only two that really sit on the radar. I'm sure the MRP will be looking at a few other things, but certainly from our perspective, there's been a lot.
Okay, looks like it could be a clean weekend. Pete, always great to catch up.
Great, KB. Thanks a lot.
Peter Ryan, afl.com.au. Coming up, get...